Jim Lentz, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
Rick, thank you very much.
What's your take on Texas so far?
My wife and I were one of the first 50 to make the move, and it's been spectacular. Almost every person that has come to Texas, and there are about 250 as of today, they all say the same thing, that the people are gracious, they're very warming, they love the sense of community. It's been fabulous.
When you made that decision to shift the North American headquarters from California last year, there was a lot of crowing from Texans like Rick Perry and some wailing out west about California losing its competitive edge. Why did you move?
If you look at Toyota, we are actually four separate corporations in the United States. There's a sales organization that's headquartered in California. There's a finance organization in California. There's an engineering and manufacturing organization in Kentucky. And then we have a holding company that's in New York. So we needed to get all of our organizations in the same location so that we can continue to make better cars to keep our consumers happy and exceed their expectations.
But you could have done that consolidation anywhere. Why here?
We actually started by looking at the top 100 markets in the U.S. And in typical Toyota fashion, we put together a fairly sophisticated array of criteria. And about half of it was business related, what was best for the company. And the other half was really team member or employee related, what was best for our team members. And when you look at all of those different factors, the Dallas Metro came out on top.
5 years ago, the company hit a rough patch. The Japanese yen was on a yo-yo. You had to testify before Congress because of a recall problem. And the Fukushima disaster hit, disabling some of your plants and disrupting much of Japan. What's the biggest lesson you learned from dealing with all that?
I think in general, it's to make sure that we are a transparent company, both within and without. We are a company that reacts much quicker, and we are a company that really understands the needs of our consumers.
Toyotas have a huge chunk now of the car market, but they're also considered pretty vanilla. You're in Las Vegas right now, where you unveiled a new version of the Prius that inspired this headline in a Wired review, Toyota gets weird. Why go weird?
Well, I would probably take exception to weird. It's in the eyes of the beholder. Today's car is about 6 years old. It's not the most aggressively styled, and we knew that we had to get more aggressive because styling is more important to people. But at the same time, we had to keep that iconic silhouette that we have on Prius. The car sits a little bit lower. It's a better handling, better driving car, better mileage. So I don't think that Prius owners will see the car, and weird will not be the first thing that comes to their mind. Modern and progressive, yes.
I understand an early boss of yours called you too soft. What would you tell him now?
You know, I think it has served me well. I think I've become a much better leader as a result of that. I've developed a much stronger team as a result of that. I think leaders, whether they are managing departments or they're CEOs, they have to be better coaches, they have to be better leaders, and ruling through an iron fist is not the way you're going to motivate younger people today.
So soft is the new strong.
I think soft is the new strong. No one today wants to be managed. People want to be led, and that's a huge change from what it was 25, 30 years ago.
Jim Lentz, North American CEO of Toyota, thanks for taking the time, and welcome to Texas.
Thank you, sir. Do appreciate it.